And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning I have on the phone with me Sandra Huntington. She is the go-to lady for the Emery County Fair. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good. Well, give us a little bit of all the juicy tidbits of what's going to be going on.
Oh, my goodness. We have so many things, so many fun things and so many exciting things. So we have a lot of entertainment. For those of you that know Jenny Oakes Baker, she's coming on Saturday. We have a magician. We have a comedian. We have Hypno Hick. We have a lot of local entertainment. We've got bike races and children's games. We have 18 children's games. We have a dunking machine. We have a whole bunch of teenage games. If anybody's interested in coming to play spike ball, you can win a spike ball for the grand prize. We've got arm wrestling, leg wrestling, and winners for those are paddle boats and kayaks, inflatable kayaks. Anyway, we have so much fun. We have got sand volleyball, glow-in-the-dark volleyball, a corn dog eating contest, youth rodeo, an ATV rodeo with an ATV derby, western swing. We just got amazing things. Animal exhibit, other exhibits. We have a real-life fish pond. So for those of you that want to come catch a real-life trout with your own hands and just get one and then they get to take it home and eat it.
Oh, wow. The kids are going to love that.
We've got little goldfish for the little kids that, you know, get a little net.
Oh, goodness. Well, it sounds like lots going on. And, of course, you guys always have some wonderful entertainment. Now, on Thursday, you have Just Us, which is a community theater performance. Is that the only time they'll be performing during the fair?
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, you got the Hypno Hick. He comes quite often. Now, and some other local groups that will be both Friday and Saturday. But the main concert, and you guys always go out with a bang, you have got Ned Ledoux. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am a fan of his dad, Chris Ledoux. So when I knew that we had the option of having Ned Ledoux, I was ecstatic. I'm so excited. So it is Saturday afternoon up by our swimming pool area. There's a big grassy area that's just wonderful, and the concert will start at 7:30, and we're going to have cornhole tournaments going on then, and there's different vendors that are going on in that grassy area. So that is the highlight of the whole fair, is this Ned Ledoux concert. So now, we have people coming from Richfield and Roosevelt, and I have a sister coming from Salt Lake and Michigan that are going to be attending this. So we're excited.
Now, you're also going to do a parade on Saturday. Is there still time to get in on that?
Yes, definitely. And call Nancy Jorgensen. But if they go online, they can get her phone number online.
All right. So, and I don't think people realize when it comes to doing parades, especially in small communities like we are, it is free advertising for their business or their group or sports group.
Definitely.
Yeah. So still plenty of time to get in on that, folks. And I'll be over there on Saturday, of course, doing my horseshoe tournament. Story of my life all summer long. That's all I do is horseshoes. But I love coming over there. You guys are always so welcoming and just always have some fun stuff going on. So I appreciate you inviting me to come back. So is there anything else you want to get out to the community to let them know?
It is going to be a great time. You know, I'm just a firm believer in having fun and connecting with people. And when I was a little girl, I had great memories of our community that we did a celebration like this, and just being down there with older people and friends and the food and the camaraderie and the games. And it was just a great memory that I have from years ago.
Right. Now, on as far as the concert for Ned Ledoux, I just want to go back to that for just a minute. There is still tickets available.
Yes. You can get them online, and you can get them at Emery Telecom in Orangeville, at BK's, the Aquatic Center in Emery County, and I even think over in Price, there is a location.
Oh, I think it's Market Express, if I remember right.
Yep. So, yep. They're still available. And if they don't have any more, you can always get them online.
All right. I was going to tell you that I really like how your little slogan this year, Country Fun for Everyone. And then looking at your schedule, it's definitely going to live up to that.
Yes, it will. Just come and have fun.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. All right, folks, you got to head on over to the Emory County Fair. It kicks off tomorrow. It's got a few events happening Wednesday. And as the weekend gets closer, the more events it's gonna happen. So Thursday, they're going to have some stuff going on, like the BOGO, which is the swim day. You buy one, get one person in for free. So you can always hit up their pool, and their pool is so much fun. And then Friday, animal exhibits and corn dog eating contests. And then Saturday's the big day with the 5K breakfast at the fairgrounds. Just so much. So if you want to see a list and exactly what times these certain activities will be taking place, just get on our website at castlecountryradio.com and you go to our events tab and you'll be able to see that. And of course, you can always go to the emorycountyfair.com website as well. All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.